Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, the night I wore my heart on my sleeve, considering getting a vasectomy at the ripe old age of 29 with zero kids. Do I plan on keeping it that way? Well, tough to tell. After the experiment that unfolded throughout the night, we did talk about whether I should get a vasectomy for convenience. We then got into being pregnant and what your pregnancy craving was. It was only fair that I got the full experience before deciding such an important decision. Monday brain teaser, where I was in labour. We also went into the courtroom with Judge Jack, tackling public nudity whilst I got in labour. Also contractions and giving birth at the top of the hour, just before the world's hardest wig quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
A big story, hot off the press. Breaking news just over this weekend. Danny Lakey, 29 years old, considering a vasectomy.
Is that on news.com.au?
It's on my news.com.au. It's the front page of my brain at the moment, Shuey Louie.
I didn't see it on their webpage.
It's not on their webpage yet. This is the first time. This is an inside scoop. I made the press release and I just leaked it.
Sell it to Woman's Day.
I'm a 29-year-old man. Over the weekend, I was seriously considering a vasectomy. And I'd never really looked into it before. And a quick Google search over the weekend made all this become oh so much closer. I'm saying less than $1,000 of vasectomy, by the way. I've got private health insurance. I'm on the Medicare system, obviously, as well. Looking at probably about $400 for a snippety in the vas deferens.
This is not a decision you make lightly, Danny.
Do you want kids
in the future?
At this stage, no. I'm not naive enough to think that maybe one day I might. But to be honest, I've been on this no kids bandwagon for quite a while now. And I'm not saying I'm peaked or anything, but I'm in an age where a lot of people already have children. Mm-hmm. Not feeling any paternal instincts. Definitely.
What do you like when you hold a baby?
Oh, very scared. Very scared that I'm going to drop it. It's a high stakes human.
Not going to drop it.
No, and that's the best bit of a child, in my opinion. I reckon I'd enjoy the first 6 months, and then after that, I'd be done.
Bye.
Yeah, I quite like the idea. Don't get me wrong. I like the idea of you and your new wife or husband, you know, having that first newborn in that first 6 months. I'd imagine that'd be probably the nicest part of the whole thing, to be honest.
And then you'd like to just get rid of it.
They are a walking paycheck. That much is true. They say it's about $1 million to raise a kid these days. I honestly don't know how people raise kids.
Yeah,
I'm a single man. I've got $3,000 in my bank account, max.
It's like as soon as you have a child, this emotion that you've never, I obviously don't have children, but what I've heard is emotion that comes across is just like there's a different meaning of life. Like you would just adore your children.
No, I'm sure I would. But at the same time, I think what I would regret more than not having a child is having a child to someone accidentally. So I'm practicing safe sex, you know, all for having a good time. All it takes is one to slip through from the keyboard. All it takes is for one of her birth control pills to not work. All it takes is for one condom to break. And then all of a sudden, there's a very big emotional and financial commitment. And I think I may regret that more. I honestly don't think, and I know this isn't everyone's cup of tea, but I honestly think that I would hate myself forever. Having to be a part of that. And then imagine one day, if I do want children with someone that I love, there's all this murky stuff in the background.
Stuff
in
the past.
There's all this financial commitment. She might be batshit crazy. You know, there's all these kind of things. I'm 131060. I'd love to hear from anyone who's been young and had a vasectomy. More to the point, I'd like to know what it would be like if you're a chick and, let's just say, play hypotheticals. You met me, you went on a date with me, and I said I had a vasectomy out of convenience. That's what I'm really interested in, because I don't want it to affect my social life.
I just, for me, would be like, whoa, okay, because for someone like me, I want a family, so I'd be like, okay, this guy's not interested in children.
I can always reverse
family.
It. I can always reverse it.
No,
I can always
there's a 2% chance you can't.
Well, that easy. I'm a gambling man. Jenny in Sydney on 131060. What do you think of vasectomy out of convenience?
Well, Danny, I think this must be some cunning stunt because it's absolutely outrageous. You at 29 thinking of doing that. You don't know what's in the future.
I agree.
I can reverse it, Jenny. I can reverse it.
No. Hang on a second. You don't know whether you can reverse it.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Yeah. You think that, you know, you might think when you're young, 29, yeah, everything's okay. You can go into hospital. You can reverse it. Sometimes that does not happen.
I'd much rather run the risk of it not being able to be reversed one day than accidentally having an unwanted pregnancy. I've thought long and hard about that. And I've had my scares before, by the way. I've been there, done that. And it's very scary stuff. 131060, vasectomy and a convenience.
Vasectomy. Woo-hoo. Do you think I should get a vasectomy?
Now, how would you feel if you go on a Tinder date with me? And all of a sudden, or anyone, and you hear the bloke's had a vasectomy out of convenience, I'd love to hear from people and how they react to it, if it's a deal breaker or whatever, or if you're a young bloke who's had one or thinking about getting the snip.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Vasectomy. Woo-hoo. Do you think I should get a vasectomy?
Now, I know we do a lot of funny stuff on this show and whatever, and people out there might be thinking, oh, you know, just doing this for a bit of a headline or whatever. I'm 100% serious that I'm considering a vasectomy at the age of 29 years.
You're being dead serious. We've been having off-the-air sort of arguments around it.
Yeah, 70% of the way there, I'd say. I've been doing a bit of research online, and I'd love to hear from all sides and whatever, people who've had kids, people who've had the snip at a young age. I'm very keen to know whether this is like some sort of dating deal breaker as well. I would hate to meet a girl and she immediately snubs her nose up at this and thinks, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to be able to give my side of the story when talking this through. And I wouldn't think, my gut feeling is that no girl would instantly dismiss someone.
Well, see, I think people, from my point of view, if a woman really wants a family and wants kids, then that's going to instantly for her be red flags. And she won't think about, oh, you can reverse it. She'll go, am I going to have to be like forcing this opinion onto him, you know?
This is true. This would be something where if a woman is hell-bent on having kids in the next couple of years, I couldn't pussyfoot around saying, oh, yeah, you know, maybe. Oh, I haven't really thought about it. Could be for me. This would be a set in the stone. Well, I guess this is, you can see where I'm at the moment.
Yep.
Not close-minded to reverse it at some stage. But yes, it's a pretty loud stamp saying, hey, I can't see myself having kids in the future unless something dramatically changes. Amber in Melbourne, what do you think?
I think if I was to go on a date with someone and they had a vasectomy, it'd nearly be a deal-breaker for me.
Okay. Yep. What if I said, well, A, it's reversible, B, I'm open to the idea of having children, the thought of having an illegitimate child with someone that I really don't connect with and that I can't feel that I support absolutely terrifies me. And I'm more, this is a self-preservation technique to almost just save it until the main event if I do so choose one at some point.
But if that's a possibility of you being like that, then what's the point of going through such a big procedure to then have it reversed? I just think there is a risk that it can't be, though.
Yeah, but I feel there's a much greater risk of accidentally knocking someone up, having this 18-year commitment. For all I know, she could be absolutely batshit crazy, and all of a sudden there's a very difficult part of my life that I have to navigate from here on out. That's a bigger risk and bigger stakes than not having it reversed, because if it can't be reversed, we could always adopt, we could always have a sperm donor, and surely that's my problem, and a lady wouldn't really care about that, would they? Would that be a massive...
No,
but then that would be playing on the back of my mind that I've had to make you get that reversed and use that something you haven't always wanted. And I don't know, I feel like at 29, like...
So much more life to go.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Amber. Tim in Melbourne, you had a vasectomy a couple of years ago, hey?
Yeah, so I had a vasectomy around the age of 24, so what? I don't have any children either. Yeah.
Okay, and so
24, talk us through that.
You're obviously feeling the same sort of things that I've been saying?
Yeah, like I've honestly always never really been maternal. I've always had kind of that in the back of my head that I really didn't want children. But, you know, I did a lot of self-reflection over a period of time. It wasn't a, you know, spur-of-the-moment decision. I thought about it for, you know, over a couple of years. And I thought, this is something I want to do.
What do girls say when you, are you in a relationship or if you go on dates? What do they say, or do you blurt it out on a first date or not?
Look, I try and bring it up on the first date, if not the second. I think it's good to be honest with people straight up. Yeah. And to be honest, I think when you say you've had a vasectomy, it's pretty obvious where you want your life to lead. And to be honest, I've never really had an issue with it. It has ended a few relationships. But at the same time, like, I believe that the right person for me is also somebody that doesn't want children. So it's not like a deal breaker for me in the sense that it's just a criteria that, you know, most people have a list of things that they want in a partner.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't think I'm as home and hosed about the future as Tim sounds to be.
Yeah, 24, so that's an interesting that's point. Very, very young.
Seems, you know, 2 years on, he seems to be still set in stone. I know it's early days, but more power to him. James in the Central Coast, you've got 6 kids and you're 45. What do you think?
Go ahead and do it, mate. If you want to have a life, go ahead and do it.
Now,
it's not the financial commitment, it's the time that you lose.
Yeah.
Is that 6 kids to one lady?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been a busy boy.
You've been around,
James. And more power, because so, like you said before, yes, some people have a child and they feel this overwhelming joy, but there are people out there who have children and say, oh my God, I feel trapped.
Yeah.
I've made a terrible mistake. And it takes a lot for someone to admit that. So, I'm not saying that you regret everything, James, but it's taken up a big portion of your life that you could have otherwise seen somewhere else.
Yeah, but I'm a good father, so I dedicate my time, all my spare time. I'm never down at the pub. I don't have any hobbies. I don't have sport. Mm. It's just all children, because I adore them.
Yeah.
And it's true. You do change. Like, my last daughter was a natural home water birth, and I birthed her, and it was insane. Mm. And she's, like, the world to me, so... You know, it's your choice, man. If you don't want to bear children, and at the end of the day, the world's overpopulated anyway, so you'd be doing us a favour.
Yeah, thanks for that, James.
Little Lakey's running around.
Yeah, look, I mean, not home and hires by any stretch of the imagination, but we've decided to keep the experiment going a little bit tonight. I don't know much about children at all. Maybe possible to replicate in a very sped up version the whole process of the child experience tonight. I'm talking... miraculous conception, pregnancy, giving birth on the show tonight, having a baby on the show tonight,
it's
looking after babies. I think that for the rest of the show, it can be baby go, go, go. Have we got a pregnancy suit ready?
We are ready to go. About to be pregnant.
Okay, all right. Just stating now, cooking up. I can feel it. How big's the pregnancy suit? Are we looking at the third trimester?
You're going to go straight to 9 months pregnant.
Great, fantastic. Straight in the deep end. All right, I'll whack on the 9 months pregnancy suit next. By the end of the show, there'll no doubt be a couple of babies that'll be coming out of this bad boy. God. Ultimate experience.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I mean, this is very interesting at the moment. I've got the 20-kilogram pregnancy suit on. I mean, I'm in my third...
You look good.
Yeah, I'm in my third trimester. And to be honest, my ankles are a little swollen and the show is a little hard to manoeuvre around at the moment.
You got the pregnancy glow, though.
Thank you.
You're looking chic.
I'm feeling a little bit peckish and I wouldn't mind just chatting with all my ladies on 131060 about what you craved whilst you were pregnant.
Because we're talking cravings. Pregnancy cravings.
I mean, that's the thing. Us women, when we go through things like this, our bodies and our hormones do miraculous things. And I guess you wouldn't know, Shui Lou, because you've never been pregnant. But us ladies crave bizarre things. And that's what I want to know on 131060. Have you been a lady who just craved something that your sober, non-pregnated self wanted?
Apparently, they just crave things that they don't even like.
Mm.
Jace, our boss, was saying that his wife hates tomatoes and just craved them during pregnancy.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me because these are the sort of things that I experience. I don't like mushrooms. I'm very much craving a mushroom
or
two at the moment.
Portobello mushroom
What I wouldn't give for my husband to go and get a portobello mushroom right now.
Apparently Mariah Carey was real big into toffee apples with butter.
Oh, that's so Mariah.
It's so
that
Mariah.
That is so me.
And Kourtney Kardashian was massive on pickle sandwiches. Ooh. Apparently all pregnant women just love the gherkin and the pits.
Yes. Hang on. I think I feel the kick. Okay, it's all right.
Right? You good, doll?
We can continue. 131060, what did you crave whilst you were pregnant? You've sourced a couple of things online, some of the craziest cravings.
I've found some weird ones. Do you want to have a go with one now?
Sure.
All right, let's get you trying the pickles with whipped cream.
Oh, to be honest, I was hoping there'd be some pickles with whipped cream. What are the chances that I'm craving pickled with whipped cream in the final month of my pregnancy?
Divine.
Oh, you know what someone like me would like to do right now? I'd just like to chat with my gals. We can bond over pregnancy craving. I can nibble on my pickles and whipped cream. And we can just chat about the crazy things that goes on with our bodies whilst having a kid. Of course, this is all to do with me considering a vasectomy and getting the full child experience tonight. 13, 10, 60. What did you crave whilst you were pregnant? We'll chat and talk next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Because we're talking cravings. Pregnancy cravings.
And it's interesting that you did your research online. Some of the craziest pregnancy cravings that women crave when they're pregnant. One of the top ones was pickles and whipped cream.
Yeah, you're really enjoying that. You've eaten most of them.
Gorgeous. I mean, yesterday I wouldn't have enjoyed that. I would have gagged it up. My hormones are raging, and I want nothing more than pickles and whipped cream. It's the saltiness and creaminess that I need. Tanisha, in Melbourne, what'd you crave whilst pregnant?
Chocolate ice cream and barbecue shapes, together.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah. Sweet and salty.
It's the classic sweet and savoury twist. And I hear you, sister, because I've also got in front of me here some 2-minute noodles and marshmallows. And that's exactly what I'm craving.
Oh, okay, can you use a fork? Your hormones are just making you grab it with his fingers.
I'm pregnant, Chewy Lou. It's bloody good stuff.
Okay, it's all through his beard. No. He's got his fingers all through the marshmallows and noodles.
Thank you, Tanisha, my preggy sister. Hey, Elisa, my preggy sister. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just clearing up the noodles that are all over my belly. To be honest, I mean, I've got back problems at the moment, but the belly is actually providing some nice cushioning onto the desk and panel for the buttons.
Oh, you so like that?
Yeah, I'm supporting the weight of my back on my stomach. This is great. Pregnancy hack, by the way, guys. Elisa, what was your pregnancy craving?
I smothered Thai spice corn fritters in maple syrup and haven't looked back.
Sounds
again,
divine.
The sweet and salty.
When you say haven't looked back, does this mean that you've given birth and you've continued the craving on?
No, I'm still pregnant.
Oh, yes. What trimester? What trimester?
Third. I've only got like 8 weeks to go.
Me too, but I've only got about 8 minutes to go. I'm going to pop any second, I can tell, because it's on my run sheet saying that the birthing process and contractions are about to happen after 9 o'clock. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that you've gone for a herbaceous spicy thing, because I also, funnily enough, apparently crave parsley herbs.
Get those in,
Strong. Intense. Real intense.
Real intense.
But that's my cravings, because I'm pregnant. Shane, in Melbourne, hello. Shane?
Hello.
What were you craving whilst you were pregnant?
So this isn't a craving you can actually eat, but in my first trimester, I craved washing powder.
Oh, God, me too. I experienced that in my first trimester. So what did you want to do with the washing powder? Eat it? Sniff it?
I wanted to eat it, but I wanted to sniff it as well. Mm. So, like, every morning, like, my laundry was next to my toilet. Oh. So I would go just, like, out of the toilet and, like, through the laundry and just have, like, a quick smell. And then one day I was just really curious. So I literally just got, like, the tiniest grain. And I thought that if I tried it, obviously, like, it was going to just put me off and make me not crave it anymore because it was insane. So I tried it. I put the little grain in my mouth and it was the most disgusting thing, but I still craved it every single day. I had to smell it every single day.
Interesting. Hormones. I thought you were about to say it was going to open Pandora's box, but that's the thing. Us ladies have crazy hormones going around, just like me, who also apparently craves sardines wrapped in tissue paper.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, yuck. No. I think I'd rather than washing powder.
No, I think I would also.
I can smell it from here.
Oh, God. All right. It is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Ooh, first kick. Guys, no, seriously, I think my water's broken.
Oh, no. All right.
Well, hang on a second. Is it the contractions or the water breaks first?
Water.
Is it?
Water and then contractions.
Okay, well, there's water all over the floor and the contractions are going to start. Oh, yeah, I feel the first one.
Oh, my God, show baby.
It is not a TENS machine that we've got. It is definitely a natural contraction that is happening next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I think that we found ourselves a brain teaser. Now producer Jack, he's gonna read her.
Oh, God. I mean, this is the thing, guys. When I'm in labor, I can't concentrate. My head's not correctly screwed on. I've got other things to worry about.
I'm literally out here just thinking that poor pregnant woman in there can't even get her buttons right.
No, I can't. And I shouldn't be under this kind of pressure to solve the Monday brain teaser. Ah, shit!
I feel like you're very close to giving birth.
I love
seriously,
this so much.
How much more is it? It's got to be coming out any second. Those contractions are coming on heavy, hot, and strong.
No, they're still about 2 minutes apart. You need to get them down to 30 seconds.
Shut up!
This is so good.
Shut up. Now, it's not fair to not that the Monday brain teaser, which I take very seriously when I take on the nation, that I need a clear head for the Monday brain teaser. There's no way I can be having medium to heavy contractions during this. Because producer Jack reads out a Monday brain teaser every Monday.
Yep.
I try and solve it, and I take on the whole country. If you, the listener, can solve it, ring in on 13 10 60, you indeed score a point for the country. It's currently Australia 10, me 6. Producer Jack, when you're ready, take away the Monday brain teaser. May I remind that the country is already at a significant advantage tonight. Anyone who's in the car right now giving labour, in labour, that can also solve the brain teaser, Danny Lakey, goody sack. P.S. Just call up if you're in labour right now, because I could definitely use some emotional support. We can go through this together. Producer Jack, what is the brain teaser?
Okay. Four men were in a boat on the lake. The boat turns over and all four men fall out of the boat and into the water. Yet not a single man got wet.
Got it.
Why?
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Ah, yes. Shit. Got it. No one's even rang through yet. And none of y'all in labour. Get around me. I'm going to have a free guess now whilst no one still gets it.
Yeah, go. You said this last week and you got it wrong.
No, I know. That's why. I mean, just say it one more time, because I'm banking one guess. I've already got one guess. Go. Just say it again. Say it again.
Four men were in a boat on the lake. The boat turned over and all four men fell in the water, yet not a single man got wet. Why?
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
You've got it wrong.
No, say it.
Four men were in a boat on the lake. The boat turned over and all four men fell into the water, yet not a single man got wet. Why?
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it.
We've got callers.
There are people. Just say it one more time. One more time.
Right. Four men were in a boat on the lake. The boat turns over, and all four of the men fall into the water.
Damn it.
Yet not a single man got wet. Why?
Oh, damn it. I thought you said at the start four people were in the lake, and then no men got wet. And I was going to say they're all women. But I also have another guess up my sleeve. No one has been. Okay, Jimmy's been put across now. I think I've got it.
Okay, what is it?
I think I've got it. Jimmy, how are you?
Timmy.
Who?
Timmy.
Timmy. Hi, Timmy. Now, how confident are you that you've solved the brain teaser?
Not that confident, but I'll have a go at it.
Well, this is great, because I was locked in first. I'd like to use my guess, Producer Jack.
Okay, go.
Was it that the lake was frozen?
No.
No!
No.
Damn it! What did you think, Timmy?
They're on land.
No.
No.
Oh, listen to
them. They fell in the water.
Say it again. Say it again. No,
all right.
This is true.
Four men were in a boat on the lake. The boat turned over and all four men fell out of the boat and into the water. Yet, not a single man got wet. Why?
It was a submarine.
No. Oh. Lydia.
Damn it.
Lydia. They were all married. They weren't single.
Yes. She's got it.
They're all what?
They're all married. There was no single man on the boat.
What? What? That's the shittest breaking I've ever heard! No! Ow!
How about contractions?
No!
That was a good one. Good job, Lydia. Smart woman.
Jesus Christ. Lydia, are you in labour?
No.
Unfortunately, no Danny Lakey goodie sack for you. But a slight prize. Oh, the Danny Lakey Late Show. Where can I give birth?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
Well, it is Judge Jack, and we are in the court of law at the moment. This week, Judge Jack coming down very harshly on public nudity, private nudity. Anyone who's essentially been spied in the nude may feel... Judge Jack's wrath. I'm sorry, I can't concentrate right now. All the action is on Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show. I'm currently in labour, guys. I've got the TENS machine. The machine that contracts and that women use to practice before they're about to give birth to get used to the sensation of muscles.
You're not coping.
Contracting.
Though.
I'm not.
I feel like most women would be doing a lot better than you're doing right now.
I'm getting ear to ear. This is so funny.
They're getting very, very intense. I'll do my best to represent in a legal system, although I'm only moments away from giving birth to a baby. We haven't decided on the gender. We never
wanted, we don't know what's happening.
Wanted the ultrasound to check. James on the Gold Coast. Hello, I'm here to represent you. Please forgive me for my random outbursts of contractions. Giving birth is hard. What happened?
No, it's all good. I was at I took my girlfriend down because I was born in Maroubra, came from there. So took her down to meet some of the family and that still live down there. And we were on the, you know, in between the cliff faces, beautiful walk between Coogee and Maroubra. And I was pretty toey, pretty young. And I didn't tell my girlfriend, who's not a prude, but, you know, quite conservative. And I said, oh, we're going to have a walk around the cliff faces or whatever. And I took her down to where I knew, go right out onto the face of the ocean and go down a few levels. And now you're on a cliff face where no one can see you. And I hooked her up to, you know, let's get it on right here, you know. And I've sort of sat down. I was like, how can we do this? What position? Whatever. And I'm sitting on the spikiest rocks. It was kind of uncomfortable. But like I said, I was toey. And the way it worked out, I was like, probably going to be easier if you're facing the ocean. I don't know how that came up, but
may I just interject for a second here, James? If there's one thing I know about Judge Jack is that he gets very angry on a long-winded story, and people who've been known for people who've been known for just 5-year jail sentences all of a sudden can get life behind bars if they
James,
go on.
You're really not helping your situation here. Okay, get on with it.
I mean, as your lawyer, I don't mind, but I'm just it's in my legal responsibilities to let you know about Judge Jack. Anyway, you were having sex. So she was facing the ocean. You're in public.
She's facing the ocean. We're going for it. We're completely naked, and the surf life saving. I don't know if they got a call from a shark or whatever, but the helicopter has come cruising on up and is now hovering in front of us like 100 metres or less in front of us and stopped. And now we're in just plain view. And the thing that was beautiful is even though she is conservative, I'm like, well, we're busted now. We're not going to stop now. So that was my thing.
Wow. I mean, as a lawyer, very hard to defend a case like this, especially when you're busted by the Westpac chopper and really not showing any remorse. And really not taking on board any good decent shortening of stories.
Well, I appreciate that James, you know, went out of sight to the most of the general public. But the fact that it was still...
I'm glad the chopper didn't crash based off the size of me.
Well, I'm very glad of that too, James, because if that had happened, you would be in much more serious trouble.
No!
So, I'm sorry, James, you can't just go to like a public space, even if it's on a risky cliff, and have sex just because they saw you and you entertained them. No, that's disgusting.
Guilty.
Guilty.
James, calm down.
I've got to admit, I did make my ruling about 3 minutes into James's story.
Jerry, in the Blue Mountains of 131060, talk us through your... talk us through yours, and please be precise. Let's try and butter up the judge here with a quick story.
Yeah, g'day. I was actually on the weekend, last Sunday, I was actually in New Zealand. And we stayed in a motor camp at the camping ground, and we had a cabin. Anyway, I had a shower in the morning, Sunday morning, got out, and there's a massive big gust of wind blowing on the off the beach, straight on the veranda there. And, my towel went just flying, lost the towel, and had to do the ooli-ooli, and there's a young girl and a dad flying a kite in front of all the vacant... tents and that weren't, you know, and so
all right,
it was a bit embarrassing, but anyway, my wife and my two little kids, my daughter 12 and son 9, said, "Hey, Dad, there's a girl flying a little kite. I'd never see the girl, eh?" And the dad, so.
Thanks, Jerry.
Look, Jerry, I think the tactic that you were trying to ensue was make the story so long-winded that producer Jack just hammered himself in the head and knocked him out and hoping for a non-verdict.
I did that. I didn't get knocked out, though.
Look, I mean, I don't even think...
No defence. No. He flashed a young girl.
Guilty. No.
Tighten your towel, mate. Tighten your towel. Sorry.
Jerry. Oh, no. All right, these contractions are too much now. I don't care. We're not doing any more contractions. I'm getting a cesarean or an epidural next. There's too much. Giving birth next.
It's coming.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Start of the show. I did make the claim that I'm in labour at the moment, by the way, guys. I did make the claim that I'm considering having a vasectomy and a convenience. I mean, all the action is on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. For the last hour, I have been in labour. We've got the TENS machine, which replicates the contractions a woman experiences hours, minutes, and moments before giving birth. Now, it's slowly been increasing. During the hour, I must be close. I must be very close to having a child now. Apparently, the midwife is saying I'm fully dilated. We started on level one. We've had some level twos. We've had some level threes. I think we're all the way to level eight contractions now. And I've been told that there's one final contraction and one final push before the baby arrives. Ow! This is a 10. Ow! 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 One more. One more. One more. One more. Go the 10. Go the 10. One more. Three. Two. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's twins. It's twins. Oh my god, no wonder. No wonder. This is huge. Oh. Oh my god, they're beautiful. They are beautiful. A boy and a girl. No wonder I was so fat during the pregnancy and the contractions hurted so much. Clean those babies up, midwife Shuey Louie. Take these 10 machine electric currents off my chest. There's no need to be in labour anymore. I will start looking after my very own babies for the next hour of the show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You just joined us. I gave birth just before to twins. Well done to me. Thank you for all the congratulations coming through on 131060.
They're adorable.
They are adorable. Young Jazaden and Aisha.
Sorry, what? Come again?
Jazaden and Aisha.
Oh, that's very nice, mate. You've been thinking about those for a while.
Yes.
People usually write them down for
very
months,
much so.
Years
yeah.
in advance.
No, I've always wanted a little Jazaden and a little Aisha scurrying around barefoot in their pajamas at Video Easy. Okay, can you shut up for a second, guys? Because I'm trying to do
that's
a
not how it works. Quiz. They keep going.
I'm doing a world title
quiz
here. Aisha, shut up, Aisha. Shush.
Shush. Do not speak to your baby like that, please.
Shush. Shush. I will be breastfeeding or trying to pump some milk out of my breast during the quiz in a second. If you two shut up. Good. There. Thank you. Shush, Shuey Louie. Don't set them off again. They're asleep now. Look, World's Hardest Quiz, of course, the Love Honey Vibrator up for grabs tonight. This is a fantastic story. Zimbabwe spent thousands of dollars on judges' wigs and people aren't happy. So the Zimbabwe government has come under fire after it emerged that it spent thousands of dollars importing legal wigs from the UK. You know, like producer Jack's, yeah. Judge Jack's legal wig.
What do they
his
need
big
those
white
for?
Thing. Well, they need a judicial system that's taken seriously in Zimbabwe, Shuey Louie.
Yeah, but I feel like there's other things you could probably be spending your money on in Zimbabwe.
Well, they've spent $155,000 on 64
No,
horses.
They have not.
In Zimbabwe, like a country in turmoil, is just going, hey, guys, can we just get a little more funding for, like, schools, roads and hospitals, please? Stop buying wigs for your judges.
Oh, God.
Look, the people aren't happy. There's actually some lawyers and rights campaigners that have expressed their anger as well. And they're currently taking some of the judges to court on whether or not they should have spent the money on the wigs. One can only imagine whether they will be wearing the wigs in court. There's a judge actually figuring it out.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is the world's hardest quiz featuring the word or sound wig in there somewhere on 131060. Of course, a Love Honey Vibrator up for grabs tonight. And shut up. No. No.
Aisha needs to be fed.
That's Jazaden.
Jazaden needs some
Jack, take
apple puree.
Producer Jack, take Jazaden for half a second. Thank you. Good.
No, here give him back, Jack.
No. Question number one. A question one may ask if they fancy some of your bourbon straight out of the bottle. Question number one, featuring the word or sound wig in there somewhere on 131060. Give us a bell if you know the answer. A question one may ask if they fancy some of your bourbon straight out of your bottle. Of course, every answer has the word or sound wig in there somewhere. I will be breastfeeding and pumping some milk from my breast next, and we'll continue the world's hardest wig quiz. Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is. It's the world's hardest wig quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound wig in there somewhere. That was question one. Was a question one may ask you if they fancy some of your bourbon straight out of your bottle. Speaking of which, straight out of the bottle, I am at the moment trying to pump a little bit of milk from my nipple. Always awkward being a father who's just given birth to some babies. realised I didn't have any milk. No wonder they're crying. I'm ferociously trying to get even the smallest of drops out of my nip-nip. Men have been known to lactate in the past. Maybe I could be one of them. Jessica, on the Gold Coast. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, just trying to express milk. You know how it is. It can be tough. Tender nipples. Tender nips.
It absolutely can be. A little bit harder for a male, but give it a good go.
Never say never. Oh, I reckon I've got a little drop or two in there. Question number one. Of course, a question one may ask you if they fancy some of your bourbon straight out of your bottle.
Can I have a swig?
Oh, yeah. Can I have a swig is correct. Well done. Yes. Can I have a swig? Oh, God. Did you backwash? It doesn't matter. This is alcohol we're talking about there. A hilarious authoritative character in The Simpsons.
Wiggins.
Wiggins. I don't think I can accept that. Wiggins. Nah, unfortunately not. I have to draw a line there, even if I
That's
am a man.
All right.
Trying to express a slight bit of milky substance out of my nips. Darren in Toowoomba. A hilarious authoritative character in The Simpsons.
Chief Wiggins.
Yeah, fair enough. Chief Wiggum. Chief Wiggum. Not Wiggins. Chief Wiggins. next question. Oh, hang on. I think we got a bit of Chief Wiggins here.
Well, I'll just drink this warm cream.
There we go. He drank some warm cream and fell asleep. Producer Jack usually has a bit of a nap after he drinks some warm cream, actually. And puts him right to bed. If somebody smokes too many bongs, what may they start doing?
No, you got me.
Oh, well. That's all right, Darren. Surprises me. I thought you would have had that one in the bag. Mel in the Central Coast. If somebody smokes too many bongs, what may they start doing?
Wigging out.
Yes. Wigging out is correct. Oh, God, guys. I'm going. Nah, I've had too many. No, you'll be fine, bro. Just have some orange juice and sleep it off. An important person within the company could be called a corporate what?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, that's all right. Bongs are more your thing rather than climbing the corporate ladder. I understand. Thanks, Mel. Andrea in Sydney. An important person within the company could be called a corporate what?
That'd be the big wig.
It would be. It'd be the big wig. Oh, suit and tie, wise guy, 9 to 5, huh? Say hi to the man for me, big wig. Don't care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm rich in? Memories, experiences, yeah. Final question.
That's what's up.
By the way, PS, just a milk watch here. Nothing has been excreted from my left nipple just yet. The most successful children's entertainment band the world has ever known.
The Wiggles.
Huge. Absolutely huge. No need for me to even try and express milk anymore. Shut up, Jazaden. Congratulations. You have won yourself a Love Honey vibrator, Andrew, in Sydney. Get an extra buzz in the bedroom. Thanks to lovehoney.com.au.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I work as lady.
Chug a chugga, big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far. Chug a chugga, big red car. We're gonna ride.
Bloody Jeff fell asleep at the wheel again.
See ya.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country on 131060, on Instagram as well. At the end of the show, it's where you can check out all the action tonight. Gave birth to a full baby. Got pregnant, gave birth, looked after the baby, changed its nappy, dropped a baby. A whole lot. You know, are you really a parent unless you've dropped a baby off a 1.5 metre high table? That's the question I'd ask. None of you two judge me. You haven't been there and done that, guys.
You do have twins as well.
Tougher than it looks. Having twins, by the way. And, of course, probably closer towards getting a vasectomy and a convenience than I was at the start of the night. That's it.
What?
Yeah, slightly closer. I mean, I'm not.
The point was to change your mind.
No, the point was to have an informed, educated opinion. Thanks for all the messages that came through on the Instagram as well regarding the voluntary vasectomy. And, I'm not swayed, to be honest. Nevertheless, watch this space. We'll see how my best deference goes. Before we go, final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook for fully grown adults, acting like children in diapers. And Shuey Louie will figure out at the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Since men get morning erections, and mornings depend on the time zone that you're in, you'd essentially view erections like a big Mexican wave of boners going around the world every day.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
True. I think so. Final thought. That's all there
that's
is
to it. That's a
good
final thought.
It
from
is
you.
A good final thought. Thank you, Producer Jack. What's happening on Facebook?
Well, a new poll has found that a large number of Australians describe our politicians as smug, arrogant, and untrustworthy.
Yeah, right.
So it's not, I guess, not a surprising poll.
It's not groundbreaking news in the poll. I think it's always been like that. But both sides of the fence. People weren't happy when we paid out ScoMo the other day for doing the very nice.
Yeah.
People weren't happy. I mean, some people were very happy. Others were not.
A lady named Astrid wrote, "Oh, those are just some of the words I would call them. Trust me, there are plenty more." Doesn't love it.
Yeah,
and Michael obviously took it another way as well. He wrote, "Yes, I agree with that, but I also feel the same way about much of our media." So he doesn't like where he was reading.
Oh, the double bar. Yeah. Politics and media. Jeez, he should get off the internet, I reckon. Chewy Louie, moment of the show.
Well, it's got to be you becoming a dad.
Where?
It's very emotional for all of us.
Magical moment. Oh, yeah, that was good. Of course, the virtual babies, thanks to Julie Clark from Transition into Parenthood, which offers courses for pregnant couples. You can check her out, julieclark.com.au. Thanks, Julie. Thank you for Zayden and Aisha, Julie. See you tomorrow. Who's on the show? Alf Stewart from Home and Away. Yes. Colleen Granger from Home and Away. And Constantino.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.